Cape Talk.
Food. If I say the word pesto, you may think pine nuts and basil, but if, like me, you've already discovered the magic of a brand called Pesto Princess, then you're thinking much, much more than that. You're also thinking combinations like rocket and walnut, or coriander and chili, Thai or Greek, harissa paste, chimichurri, soups, and now hummus as well. It's not just the story of an interesting food range. This is the story of someone who found a passion to make a complete change of career and turned that passion into a thriving business. She's with me in studio now, Kathleen Quillen, and the founder and creative director of Pesto Princess. I have to say thank you, because I've been eating your pestos for years already and love them, but thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Pippa.
I believe you actually trained as a professional musician, Kathleen, so it was actually opera and piano that first tickled your ivories, if I can put it that way. It's quite a substantial change of career midstream.
It is, and it almost feels to me like another life. And the pesto business was started when I left my lectureship at the UWC, where I'd been for 8 years, teaching young people to sing and the basics of classical music. And I think perhaps some teachers out there listening will know that you reach this point in your teaching where you feel empty, perhaps teacher burnout, and you need to take a break. And I did just that, and I decided to invest in my own singing at that point. And, of course, that needed funding, you know, goodbye salary. I needed to do something. And that's when I started cooking up things in my own kitchen, selling them at local markets, and that's when I had the chance to see this could be really successful, and followed it.
So it started in your kitchen in Obs back in 1998. It's grown now into its own factory in Capricorn Park. The range has exploded not only in size but in reach, where you used to be in just a handful of markets. You're now available literally all over the country. 20 years on, how big is your team? Tell us about how the business has grown in those 20 years.
It's grown phenomenally and beyond anything that I would have imagined. So we have our own facility in Capricorn Park, which is a gorgeous place to have a factory. It's close to the sea. It's fresh air. It's a very much an eco park, and we are very spoiled to have such a facility. And the team is 60 strong, or if we call it the royal family, has grown to 60 members and, yeah, growing all the time. So it has exceeded any expectation I might have had.
So from something that started as a means to raise funds for your own musical training, it's become an employer of 60 people. That's the huge success story. And it's become a source of absolutely delicious foods. Now, as I mentioned, I first found you when I picked up a bottle of pesto itself. It was, I think, the walnut and rocket one, which never seems to make it as far as a bowl of pasta in my house, because it's always eaten by a spoon straight out of the jar before it ever gets there. You've branched out quite substantially in terms of the product. So tell us why you started with pesto in particular, though.
I think back then, without knowing it, I was conducting market research. So when I first started cooking things, I made tarts. I made something called Hirning Appeltaart uit Grabo. I made pickled peppers. I made jams. And I made a bit of pesto. And I think it was the people on the other side of the trestle table that showed me which product they wanted. So the pesto was the thing that people just couldn't get enough of. And back then, you know, it was in sort of well-washed, recycled purity jars with the purity label covered up with Christmas paper. It was a very, very humble thing. But I didn't know it at the time, but I was conducting market research and listening to my market. And I think the reason that we've branched out is just the same, listening to our market. And our market has asked, you know, if you can make pesto without preservatives, then why can't you make salad dressings without preservatives? Why can't you make dips without preservatives? And, you know, that is the reason for this expansion, is we know our market would like to buy things like that.
You emphasize without preservatives. I know the story of Pesto Princess is as much a story of what's not in the products as what is in the products. Obviously, great quality ingredients produce a great quality end result, but no preservatives. What else have you deliberately left out?
There are lots of people with lots of eating preferences these days. There are so many diets, so many theories. It's actually quite confusing. But if I can talk a little bit about the guidelines that guide us, we believe that it is best to eat as close to nature as possible. So, you know, we all know what nature has and hasn't got in it. And if you stick to that guideline on a sort of 80-20 principle, I think you will enjoy well-being. And the other thing is that if you, the more plant-based meals you can work into your diet, the healthier the outcome is going to be, not only for you, but also for the planet. And we know all about the water implications in food production, and it always comes out tops the plant-based options. They use the least water and they are the best for you. We also make options with no dairy. There are a lot of customers who would like that. For various reasons, they don't want to use dairy. So we make versions of our pestos without dairy. There's no wheat. There's no gluten. There's no sugar. So all of those sort of things that people are trying to cut out and battling to find alternatives for themselves, we cater for that.
It's got to be a challenge, particularly going preservative-free, to balance wanting your product to offer that to customers, but also have a product that has longevity on the shelf. How do you balance those two?
A challenging journey. And one of the challenges is, I think we have all become conditioned to being able to abuse products somewhat on our way home from the supermarket. You know, we leave them in the hot car, in the boot, and nothing terrible happens because they were safeguarded with preservatives, which were there for a good reason. But now in the evolution of our eating and well-being, people are wanting it to be different. They want it clean label. They want it free from. And those products do not behave the same. So if your preservative-free product heats up above 5 degrees, you can expect spoilage. You can expect bacteria to develop in it and the yeasts and the molds to party in it and multiply. So that is the challenge, is educating the consumer or the shopper that, yes, we want it preservative-free, but then there is a little TLC that we have to do. And a simple way is go shopping with a cooler bag and put all your perishables in there if you know you're going to stop off on the way. Look after them.
Very simple solution, but a very practical one. I have to ask, given the current environment in Cape Town, how the water crisis is impacting on your business, because I know any food manufacturing business is water intensive. How are you coping?
We've been very proactive. And we have decided to get our own independent water supply. We already have the well point, and we are in the throes of the water treatment process because, yes, water is the medium that we use to loosen any debris that may be clinging to those herbs. And it's not that there's so much water in pesto as such, but the other products we've made, like soups, that's, you know, you need potable, safe water to make your product. So we've had to take the option, like many, get your own independent supply. Fortunately, surrounded by our water heroes, it has been a wonderful journey.
That's great to hear. I have got one or two people asking where they find your products. I'm surprised you haven't already spotted them, because you're in most major supermarkets now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. The first supermarket to take our product on way back when was the Food Lovers Market chain, and they still have the product on shelf. And when I say on shelf, I should actually say in the fridge, because a lot of people, you know, march up and down the aisles and say, I can't find it. It's because it's not an ambient, a room temperature product. It lives in the fridge all the time, under 5 degrees. So Pick and Pay also has the product listed. Checkers has the product listed. Groups like the Wellness Warehouse and independent delis like Organic Zone have it. And, yeah, we are in most major retailers, as well as selling to the restaurant industry.
Now, Kathleen has very generously made available a prize for one of you to win right now. A special picnic in a box for Valentine's Day, a Pesto Princess picnic in a box with 4 tubs of their classic hummus, 2 jars of their beautiful pesto sauce, a bottle of bubbly, 2 crystal champagne flutes, some crackers and cheese and specialty bread to go with it all. And all of that is going to be packaged up beautifully for you, delivered to your home or office on Valentine's Day, which is Wednesday, in case you've forgotten. All you have to do if you'd like to win that picnic is phone me right now on 021-446-0567 and tell us what was Kathleen's profession before she got into the business of making pesto. If you can do that, you will win our special picnic in a box. While we wait for those calls to come through, Kathleen, I know that you are supporting the Ladles of Love campaign. Won't you briefly tell us a bit more about that?
Yes. It was a member of our content marketing team that told me about Ladles of Love, started by a man called Danny Diliberto, mm-hmm. whose day job is to be the general manager at Doppio Zero on Green Market Square. And I think he will have had that situation of cold, homeless, hungry people pressing their noses up to the glass of that restaurant. And because he's a conscious and caring individual, started to think, what can I do about it? And started this amazing scheme of making soup in the restaurant kitchens and serving it to homeless people outside the restaurant. And when we heard about this, it was the perfect fit for our soups. Mm. And so we attached a sticker to each sachet, and R2 from every soup sold goes to Ladles of Love. And it was an extremely successful campaign from both sides. And we are definitely going to repeat it when our soups come back on shelf again in March.
That's wonderful. We've spoken to Danny many times on the show. We're a big fan of his work with the Ladles of Love. So thank you for doing what you're doing to support that. Let's go to the lines. Leanne in Noortuk was fastest on the dial. How are you this afternoon, Leanne?
Hello, Pippa. I'm good, thanks. And you?
Good, I'm well, thanks. What was Kathleen's previous job before she got into the business of making pesto?
She was a singer.
She was indeed a singer and a music teacher. Leanne, I hope you didn't already have plans for Valentine's Day, because you now have a gorgeous picnic box coming your way. Who are you going to share it with?
Woohoo, thank you. With my boyfriend.
Fantastic. Well, we hope you have a very romantic dinner with beautiful snacks provided by Pesto Princess, as well as a bottle of bubbly. Leanne, please just hold the line so that my producer Amy can take your details, and that gorgeous hamper will be delivered to you on Wednesday, the 14th of Feb. Kathleen, thanks for a wonderful prize to celebrate Valentine's Day, which I'm sure Leanne and her boyfriend will enjoy. I know they will, because I know how good the products are inside it. And thanks for coming in to share the story with us today. Our best wishes for the continued growth of Pesto Princess.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the story of Pesto Princess. Kathleen Quinlan is their founder and creative director. And if you've not found them on a shelf near you, please visit their website, which is simply pesto.co.za, to find out where you can try them out.